It is time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. Well, it has been really green around the Northland recently, and if you listen very carefully, you can hear the shouts and hoots and hollerers of all of the outdoor sports enthusiasts who are so thrilled that finally we're getting a little bit of snow. On the line with us this morning is Mickey Pearson. He is a Congdon Park hockey volunteer, and he's also a hockey dad. Hey, Mickey, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, in addition to just folks who want to get out and recreate in the snow, I suppose folks that, you know, kids that are playing hockey either for fun with a team or as part of a school team have been having just a heck of a time with this winter so far.
Yeah, it has been incredibly difficult for all the different associations, basically from age four all the way up to high school. You know, outdoor ice is really the bread and butter of our programs, and that's how we keep our fees low, and it's how we get as much ice time as we possibly can for the least amount of money. And right now, we are, you know, we're really excited for these lower temperatures, but we still are a ways away from having ice, which is frustrating and challenging.
Well, so what are the kids doing? You can really tell I'm a hockey player. Are there drills that you can run or something when you can't actually skate?
Well, at this point, what we're really trying to do is make the most of whatever indoor ice time we can get. So, you know, there are a few arenas around town. Freiburger is the one where we go to the most, but we've been at UMD. We've been at Amsoil this week, which was a blast for the kids to skate where the Bulldogs skate. Just trying to share the ice time as much as possible with other associations and trying to get in there a couple times a week. But that does get expensive with ice rental. And also a really high demand. Everyone wants the ice time, and there's only so much to go around. So for the time being, it's indoor ice when we can get it until we can get the nice, consistent outdoor ice.
Well, one would not think as a rule that here in the Northland it's going to be difficult to get ice. I mean, generally, on a regular basis. Do the groups ever get together and scratch their heads and scuff their toes on the ground and say, what are we going to do if this climate change thing starts to mess up our ice like this more regularly?
You know, the climate change aspect is always a shadow that looms over everything that we do, and especially in an El Nino year like this, it starts to put some of that stuff in relief even more clearly. But for the time being, yeah, there's a lot of shared experiences, a lot of shared knowledge, and we all try to collaborate as much as we can on figuring out how we can best do this. So, for example, we were supposed to have our outdoor mite jamboree this upcoming weekend, but we've worked with other organizations and tried to figure out a weekend in January, so we're going to do it the first weekend in January instead, just to hopefully give us another couple weeks where we can get the volunteers out there and pouring water on our rink so we can have some ice for the kids to skate on. But it does make it difficult because, you know, you watch these 15-day forecasts, and my wife Keely's the rink director, and she's been watching it like a hawk, and causes no small bit of consternation in our family when you see a 40-degree temperature in mid-December. So
exactly. And you, again, we need to wonder if this is going to be happening more often, and, you know, and maybe we need to start moving things back a little further in the year.
Yeah, and that's definitely an aspect of it that we're working on, trying to figure out scheduling wise. And you know, really, the hope is that we can maintain outdoor ice programs for as long as we possibly can for our kids and for the future, because it's really one of the big ways we can keep hockey a less expensive sport. You know, if you are in the Twin Cities and you're paying for hockey, you pay for indoor ice basically the entire time you're out there. And we are the last program in North America where the mite level still practices exclusively outdoors. And we're sort of it's almost a relic of a bygone era, which is sad because even as a non-hockey player myself, there's this romance and this charm and this community that you build when you have an outdoor rink and you have the lights and everyone's pitching in to make sure that this organization can keep going. And if climate change throws a wrench in this, it's going to be a really sad thing to lose.
Wow. Well, congratulations to the mites for not giving up. Congratulations to the parents who I'm sure are always active and working behind the scenes to make it possible. And thanks for joining us this morning, Mickey. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you very much.
Mickey Pearson is a volunteer for the Congdon Park hockey team, and he's also a hockey dad. He joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.